The girl put her hand on her father's head and reminded him that she had had her big greyhound, Bras, imprisoned all the afternoon, and that she had to go down to Borvabost with a message for some people who were leaving by the boat in the morning.
"But you cannot go away down to Borvabost by yourself, Sheila," said Ingram. "It will be dark before you return."
"It will not be darker than this all the night through," said the girl.
"But I hope you will let us go with you,"
said Lavender, rather anxiously, and she assented with a gracious smile, and went to fetch the great deer-hound that was her constant companion. And lo, he found himself walking with a princess in this wonderland, through the magic twilight that prevails in northern latitudes. Mackenzie and Ingram had gone to the front. The large deer-hound, after regarding him attentively, had gone to its mistress's side and remained closely there. Even Sheila, when they had reached the loftiest part of their route and could see beneath them the island and the water surrounding it, was struck by the exceeding beauty of the twilight, and as for her companion, he remembered it many a time thereafter, as if it were a dream of the sea. Before them lay the Atlantic, a pale line of blue, still, silent, and remote,